So I thought I would read the scripture today, if you don't mind. So our scripture reading for today is found in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the time when Herod was king. Soon afterward, some men who studied the stars came from the east to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the baby born to be king of the Jews? We saw a star when it came up in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard about this, he was very upset, and so was everyone else in Jerusalem. He called together all the chief priests and the teachers of the law and asked them, "Where will the Messiah be born?" "In the town of Bethlehem in Judea," they answered, "for this is what the prophet wrote. Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, you are by no means the least of the leading cities of Judah, for from you will come a leader who will guide my people Israel." So Herod called the visitors from the east to a secret meeting and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem with these instructions: "Go and make a careful search for the child, and when you find him, let me know, so that I too may go and worship him." And so they left, and on their way they saw the same star they had seen in the east. When they saw it, how happy they were, and what joy was theirs! It went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. They went into the house, and when they saw the child with his mother Mary, they knelt down and worshipped him. They brought out their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and presented it to him. Then they returned to their country by another road, since God had warned them in a dream not to go back to Herod. The word of the Lord. So, it being 2021, I thought it would be fitting to begin with a confession. Now, this is going to become as quite a shock, I would think, to most of you, for me to admit what I'm about to admit, especially my wife. This will become an absolute shocker to my wife. You may want to send her note cards or give her a call a little bit later, because I want to confess to you that I am not always right. No, I know. It's take a minute, you know, fan yourself if you really need to. I'm not always right. In fact, sometimes I get it terribly wrong. I always hope my heart is in the right place. I always hope that I'm trying to do the right thing or figure out something that is good. I hope that it's never from bad motives. But sometimes, even with my best efforts, my best motives, my best intentions, I get it wrong. I find a level of encouragement today from this story of the Magi when it comes to finding our way in the dark. See, the Magi are actually a bit of a problem. They provide some historical problems. They provide theological problems. People have been struggling with this Magi story since, I'm sure, they first read the Magi story. I mean, it shows up in the Gospel of Matthew, and Matthew is written with some intention toward Jewish people. Matthew references Hebrew scriptures more than any other gospel, to prove that Jesus really is the Messiah that was intended to come. But then all of a sudden, there's this story right in the middle of Matthew's birth narrative of these foreigners. They're not only people from outside of Israel, they're Magi, which I've said this before, it's where we get our word magic. These are astrologers. These are not people that practice Judaism. Potentially they're monotheist, because there's some monotheistic groups that worship one god that kind of showed up in Persia, former Babylon, current day Iraq at the time. But we don't know anything about them. All the scripture says is that these are astrologers. There are people that watch the stars, and they have most likely been watching the stars from generations. And it says that they look up and they see the star in the east, the star of the new king of Judah. And they rose up to follow the star and to worship him. How in the world do these foreigners who are astrologers from Persia have any idea even about the new Jewish king? What is that about? Potentially they have some lineage from Daniel, like the Daniel in the lion's den, Daniel, who was in Babylon at the time and was part of this group of wise men. So potentially that's a part of the story, but it provides such strange mystery. I think about these guys of just hanging around, and they knew they had their books and they have their charts. They knew some of the things that they were looking for, and they look out at the east and there's a star that generationally they know that they're supposed to be looking for, and there it is. And so they pack up their stuff and head out to pay homage to this king that they have heard about potentially for generations. But what do they really know? Well, they don't know much of anything. In fact, it's kind of proven in the narrative that they don't know much of anything, because they're like, well, all right, Jewish king is born, so Jewish capital, that is where we're going. And they go to the capital, they go to Jerusalem, and they're like, hey, everybody, we're here to worship the new king that was born, which was a huge surprise to the current king of this new king that was born. Well, as you saw from the story, Herod at least knows enough to know that there's going to be some indication in the scriptures of where this king is going to be born. And he has to tell these guys who saw the star in the east and come to them and say, oh, well, it's Bethlehem. Bethlehem is where you are supposed to go. They didn't have that information. They didn't know anything about it. So they cart off to Bethlehem. You know, as the story goes, they see the star reappear. I have no idea what that means. They see the star reappear over the place where the child was, and they go in and they present their gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And by all accounts, they head back home. Now, they head home, of course, because they by a different route, because they had gotten this dream that don't go back to Herod, that this is a bad idea. So they go back, but then they just go back home, and we never hear about them again. We don't hear that they converted to Judaism. We don't hear that they became Christians one day. They don't go home and start a church. They go home and probably look back up at the stars and do what they always have done. It's weird. We don't understand these guys, and they don't fit within our narrative of what we think it's supposed to be. You're supposed to kind of know everything. You're supposed to understand theology all the way. You're supposed to believe all the right things. You know what they did? They just followed the light that they had. You know, sometimes that's what faith is. You know, faith isn't knowing everything there is to know about the Bible. Now, I'm somebody that does want to know, and I study the scriptures, and I study theology, and I try and know as much as I can possibly know so that I can serve you the best way possible. So I do work really hard at that. But I'm also really glad that God isn't keeping score on how right I'm getting it, on how good my theology is, or how accurate. In fact, I'm guessing if I really sat and talked with God, I'd realize that I am wildly off. But God only requires one thing of me, and that is just to respond to the light that I have. That's how we get it right, to be able to say that. To get it right is not to have all the information or know all of the answers, but just respond to the light that you've been given. Now, maybe some of you within the sound of my voice go, phew, that means I don't really have to do anything. Like, I'm good with God, and so I don't really have to worry about, you know, studying the scriptures or being in prayer or trying to learn more about my own relationship with God. That's not what I mean at all. See, the Magi saw the star, the light that they had, and got up and followed it. Now, when they followed the little bit of light that they had, that light might have led them to one wrong direction, but even that wrong direction eventually guided them to the place they were supposed to go. I take great comfort in my friends, the Magi. And I hope that you do too. Because when they saw that light, they got up and they started a journey. The journey that led them to Jesus. I want to encourage you as we go into 2021 with all of the doubts and the questions and the darkness that gets sown throughout our culture. I encourage you to just look for the light. Look for the light of Christ and follow it with all of your heart. Pack up for that journey. Find out where that journey goes. I can guarantee you that if we look to the light and we follow the light, that it will lead us to Christ. How do we look for that light? It's what we said at the top of the service. We'll look for it together. Together we will continue to look into the scriptures. Together we will continue to pray. Together we will continue to do those things that we know that we are supposed to do. There's already light that we have. We know that we're supposed to love one another. We know that we're supposed to love our neighbor as ourselves. We know that we're supposed to treat everyone with grace, to forgive others as Christ forgave us. We know that. That's the light that we have. And sometimes that light is hard to follow, and sometimes the light doesn't make sense, but we know that is our light, and we follow it with all of our heart, because it will always lead us to where Jesus is. Every time that we follow the light that we've been given, we know that we are on a journey toward Christ. Now, sometimes our journey does lead us in different paths and different places and gets us distracted. I see a lot of our brothers and sisters who recently have been, I will say, deceived, distracted, dissuaded from the path that Christ has laid out for them. But I do have hope for them, because if they continue to follow the same light that we all follow, we'll all end up right in the same place. We all will end up at that house where Jesus is, because that's always the goal. Always the goal is to get to the house where Jesus is. Amen.